U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez visited Delaware Monday morning, touring steel and welding company RC Fabricators with Senators Tom Carper and Chris Coons. They were touting a $200,000 federal grant to expand Delaware's apprenticeship and training program. The state program currently employs around 1,000 apprentices at any given time each year, with a handful at RC Fabricators. State Division of Employment and Training Director Stacy Lang says the grant will help expand apprenticeship opportunities in industries like IT and healthcare, and seeks to diversify the pool of people taking advantage of the program.
We want to look at different individuals who in the past have not engaged in the apprenticeship program, such as women and minorities.
State Secretary of Labor Dr. Patrice Gilliam-Johnson adds that apprenticeships should be considered as a realistic substitute for a traditional four-year college degree.
There are other alternative ways that people can get to the middle class, people can be successful, and can make their lives better.
Delaware's Department of Labor has also applied for another federal apprenticeship grant from President Obama's $90 million Apprenticeship USA initiative. Perez says there's strong bipartisan support for apprenticeship programs, and the Obama administration is committed to doubling the number of them nationwide by 2019. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.